The fundamental preliminaries for all of the meditation practice we will be doing is to begin by settling the body, speech, and mind in their natural states. So begin by discovering this natural state of the body, which is the state you come to know when you release tension. So allow your awareness to roam throughout the body, simply noticing tension wherever it may be. And when you discover it, allow that tension to draw the inhalation to it. And then release the tension on the exhalation. Let it mount the breath and disappear with the breath into space. Deepen your relaxation with each exhalation. Asanga's instructions for mindfulness of breathing also say while you're settling the body in its natural state, be aware of prana. And know that this prana is experienced as a physical sensation. It is experienced in the body. So if you experience the turbulent energy, know that the thoughts and the winds ride in tandem. Release the winds, the wind that whips the ocean into waves. Just release the energy directly on the exhalation. So this preliminary of settling the body in its natural state, releasing physical tension and energetic turbulence. And as you release and relax and maintain the clarity that you begin the meditation with, you discover the natural state of the body, which is relaxed ease, stillness, and that alert, vigilant attention. in this relaxation of tension and release of energy supports your discovering of the natural state of speech, which is effortless silence. Not only speaking, but the chattering mind has gone quiet. And this relaxation of the body, silence of speech, supports your discovery of the natural state of the mind, a mind that is still and spacious, able to illuminate appearances without becoming them. Let this illuminating awareness now fill the entire space of the body. We know the external world through our five senses. Allow now your awareness to illuminate all of the sense fields, whichever one of them announces itself as sound, tactile sensation, taste or smell. And simply notice that in your present moment engagement with these sense consciousnesses, there is an absence of conceptuality. And now intentionally narrow the scope that your awareness illuminates to only sound. Know this sound for what it is. Is it the wind? Is it the rustling of a window pane? Or is it just sound? And all of that identifying is conceptualization. Can you know sound prior to and independent of conceptualizing about it? And now intentionally narrow the scope again of your awareness, or shift your awareness to illuminate the sensory domain of tactile sensations. Wherever they occur in the body or on the body, open receptive awareness. Can you have the same relationship with these tactile sensations that you had with sound? It's only sensation, not my sensation or in my knee. Defining it as pleasurable or likable or unpleasant. All conceptualization. Can you know tactile sensation prior to and independent of conceptualization? And now, with intention, shift your illuminating awareness again to know only the tactile sensations that change as the breath enters and leaves your body. Wherever these occur, your awareness remains still and spacious, as it illuminates the movement of the breath. Wherever these sensations occur, and now combine the two meanings or interpretations of that phrase of the Buddha, attending to the whole body, I breathe in and out, into a single practice. Be aware of sensations of the breath wherever they occur in the body, as in Asanga's interpretation, and follow the full course of the inhalation and exhalation. As you follow the full course of the inhalation and exhalation, where these sensations announce themselves may be different parts of the body. The beginning of the inhalation may be a different sensation than the end of the inhalation. But your awareness remains still. It illuminates but does not become that motion. But that motion is fascinating. Inevitably, your mind will go wandering. As soon as you discover that, let your new reflex be to release your grasp on the distracting object, to rejoice, I am lucid again. Return to your chosen object, which is that field of tactile sensations of the breath. And relax ever more deeply through the full course of the exhalation, releasing turbulent prana, releasing distracting thoughts. If you notice laxity, first of all, check your posture. Sit erect. If you're in Shavasana and you notice laxity, open your eyes if they're closed. Use the gaze, the elevation, lower it or raise it, as an antidote to excitation or laxity. And if the conceptualizing mind intrudes, release it on the exhalation. So we'll take a 6-minute break now, and the next session will start at 11:21, 11:22.